This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R, Hagen, H-A-G-E-N, date of birth January 23rd of 1928. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hagen with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, primary hyperparathyroidism, and type 2 diabetes. Her last visit was September 9th, 2024. She's here with two family members today. Her biggest complaint is that she's been having swelling of the lower extremities for 6 to 9 months. And she does take Lasix, 20 milligram every day, along with potassium, 20 mil equivalent daily. And she is questioning whether there is any other treatment or modality that would help decrease the edema in her lower extremities. She does have minimal shortness of breath, and she is wheelchair-bound and generally doesn't stand, according to family members. She has been referred to a cardiologist, and that's scheduled within the next 2 weeks here in Elma. And she also had a transthoracic echocardiogram done April 21st this year, which showed a normal size left ventricle with normal systolic function, and normal right ventricle. Ejection fraction estimated to be 58%. She had dilated left atrium and mild aortic regurgitation. Minimal, trivial tricuspid or trivial mitral regurgitation, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction was noted. She denies any chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and the edema has been previously mentioned. Medications. I also want to highlight hydralazine, 25 milligram twice a day. She has also been taking Advil, 375 milligram twice a day, which certainly could be contributing to edema of the lower extremities. Hydralazine is 25 milligram twice a day. Losartan is 100 milligram daily, and prednisone, 10 milligram daily. The dual action Advil is Tylenol 250 milligram with ibuprofen 125 milligram. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds stated. She's unable to stand on our scales. Pulse is 68 and oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff 130 over 64. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, 2 to 3+ edema in the lower extremities and feet. She does not have compression stockings on today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 17th, 2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.05. Estimated GFR is 48. Albumin, 3.9. Calcium, 10.2. Sodium is 135. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 19. Phosphorus, 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone, 60.8. Hemoglobin is 10.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with a slight improvement in renal function, no progression of disease. 2, edema of the lower extremities, That could be becoming worse because of the addition of the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug, the Advil. So I would recommend minimizing the use of that, if not stopping it and using plain Tylenol instead. She also should limit fluid intake to 56 to no more than 64 ounces in 24 hours. Compression garments are recommended and low-salt diet. 3, hypertension is well controlled. 4, type 2 diabetes also controlled. If she needs to temporarily increase the Lasix, she could use 20 milligram one day, alternating with 40 milligram the next, to see if that would eliminate some of the edema. And we would like her to continue labs for us every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.